It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and give you a little bit of sports action right now for you. Today's Tuesday the 9th, and the University of Arizona takes on North Dakota State at 7 p.m. tonight. That's an NCAA basketball game. The Suns take on the Dallas Maverick. That follows up at 8. Tomorrow night we have nothing, no games. Thursday, the New England Patriots take on the Atlanta Falcons. That's a 6 p.m. game. For those of you in Lake Havasu City, the Fighting Knights take on the Canyon del Oro. That's a 7 o'clock game, and that's on our AM station, 980 AM. The rest of the games I talked about were on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. We do have an Amber Alert for the state of Arizona. Left there looking for a 2005 silver Subaru Legacy with a Tennessee license plate, 42MY10. I mean, that's simple. Was located in Parker, so that's not too far. I'm now told the Suns play tomorrow. Okay. All right. My schedule didn't say that, but I got it. Okay, so there's the Suns game tomorrow. Back to the Amber Alert. We're looking for a guy who's 35 years old driving that vehicle who took a three-year-old little boy. Yeah, so if you see that, notify authorities. All right. Now, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications, fiber, internet, digital, phone, TV streaming service. Stay connected with TWN Communications in partnership with MEC. They're bundling their service together. Now, that doesn't mean MEC and TWN, no. But TWN can bundle your service. You can count on it. Check it out at the new internet site. Are you ready for this? It's TWNcom.com/Mojave. TWNcom, it stands for communications, com.com/Mojave. And you can get all the information right there. Also, we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where they had their Community Achievement Awards Saturday night. They're kicking off their fall season of savings with annual, seasonal, and sundowner golf passes, discounts for active and retired military, and for first responders. And they do check ID for those three positions. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is number 4 in Arizona. That's right, number 4. That's right. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're serving up a great homemade fixing Thanksgiving. Yes, a custom made from scratch. That's perfect. Traditional meal, fresh Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and ham and turkey and mashed potatoes and stuffing and green beans and yams and a dinner roll and cranberry sauce, not on my plate, and a slice of pie. Yes. All for $15.99 for parents, $6.99 for kids at Perkins in Bullhead City on Thanksgiving Day only. Mojave Mortgage. Yes, if you're looking for some money, you want a vacation home, you want an investment home, you want a pool for next summer, well, maybe you just want to add on, put grandma in the backyard, you know, add on a little home. Well, remember the name, Chad Hansen. He's the guy with all the money and the key to the vault. All right, you go into his office at Mojave Mortgage, you sit down, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, you look up, you need $300,000 for a big pool and landscaping. That's a big pool. And all of a sudden you look up and he's gone. He's gone down to the vault. He comes back up with your money on a silver platter, just like that. Call him at 288-2691. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and now protection dog training is available. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006. And now let's step into the studio and there we go. Okay. And we have the team. Yes, we get teams now from Kingman.
Yeah.
Felicia and Ryan. How's everybody?
Doing good.
Thanks for having us back, Larry. Appreciate it.
Ryan, it's been so long since you've been in the studio. Didn't know if you could find it or not. You know?
My desk is just so much more comfortable than your office chair, Larry. I don't know what to tell you.
No, you can't take it with you. All right. So who's going to talk first? Are we going to talk parks, or are we going to talk about all the employees you need?
Let's talk rec first, if you guys don't mind.
No, I don't mind. I never mind.
Terrific, terrific. Well, Larry, every time we get a chance to speak together, we end up starting this off the same way when we tell you, boy, are we busy over at Parks and Rec.
And
winter is a very, very busy time for us. We have a lot of different programs and activities happening, and we get to further our cause of meeting the recreation demands of all the different demographics we choose to serve in the city of Kingman and the surrounding area. Of course, all of our programs are open to everybody in the tri-state area. We try to provide things for little kiddos, for, you know, the kids who are in the middle school, high school age, as well as adults and active seniors in our community. We try to provide a little something for everybody, and the winter season is no different. We are very, very busy at this time of year. We're in the process right now of wrapping up with the majority of all of our adult and youth sports leagues for the fall season.
Okay.
So that's that, thankfully, that we're getting ready to put those all to bed, because we've got a lot more coming down the pipe, and we couldn't do it all at once. So we're getting ready to shut down the adult volleyball program. Is getting into their first games of the tournament, the championship postseason tournament. They're going to be starting next week. We just wrapped up the adult basketball tournament that wrapped up last week, thankfully.
Okay.
And that's good. We got to wrap up our tournament because Dave Heath over the recreation division here in Bullhead, they're getting ready to start their program back up.
And okay.
We share a lot of those same teams, so we always coordinate with them so we don't step on each other's toes.
Because players, they love to play so much, they'll play in Kingman and Bullhead.
If they had year-round, they'd go to Havasu and Parker and Mojave Valley, too. They play year-round if there was the availability out there.
Well, you know, it keeps them in shape.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's a great way to stay active. You get to meet new people, stay physically fit, and, you know, get to mentally clear yourself from the work day, get to go out and have some recreation. That's the way to go. Adult sports is great for that kind of thing.
Do you know Dr. Sarah Knievel? Evil in Kingman?
Of course.
You know, she walks your trails.
Uh-huh.
And she walks them on an app, and it shows them going all around Kingman when she posts it.
You know?
And I look at them, and I'm jealous, because you guys have a lot more trails than anybody else in Mojave County.
Yeah, the trail system is very well developed, and that's been no small feat. I mean, it's been a tremendous undertaking with so many different organizations and groups putting in time, effort, and money.
Yeah. It
takes a lot of money to develop that kind of thing.
And your dad can probably tell you stories when they first started them, right?
He was dragging the original trails, right? He had the backhoe dragging the original trails out there.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Yeah, but there's civic groups and there's local entities.
He graduated from Artesia High School in California, by the way.
Never miss the opportunity.
1972. Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, they've got an extensive trail system, and they're always looking to expand. They've got a lot of people who are, as they call, stakeholders in the program, who are putting in input and valuable time and effort. And, again, they're helping to drum up the money to make those sorts of things happen. So Kingman's trail system is always expanding.
And they kind of help you, too, with just the maintenance of them, you know, because that's a lot to maintain.
Absolutely. Maintenance and those little improvements along the way is a tremendous undertaking.
Yeah.
It's not an easy job.
I can see them guys out there pulling weeds and goes, oh, Bernie, look, we need to smooth this out. Let's come back next weekend with our shovels and, you know.
That's right. Did you see the photos we posted on Facebook about 2 weeks ago of the
it.
Brand new bench overlooks at the top of the White Cliffs Wagon Wheel Trail?
Really?
If you look very carefully in the background of that photo, you can see our little tiny Ford Explorer way down by the parking area. It looks like a little matchbox car, but because of the orientation of the photo, it looks like a little matchbox car way down the trail. So they put a really nice scenic overlook bench up there to look down at the community, because you're not the only one to compliment the trail system. It's a draw. It's a regional draw, something the locals can do, as well as bringing in people from all over the tri-state who want to stop by and enjoy the natural wonder and beauty that is the city of Kingman.
Well, like I said, Dr. Knievel, she puts those pictures up on Facebook, you know, or, well, it's not Facebook, it's an app for working out and running and jogging. And she puts them up, and it shows the trail all the way around the city, you know.
Yep, that's right.
And they interlink some of them, right?
That the whole goal is eventually to have a complete interlinking trail system for multiple different trail heads within the city of Kingman, and then to expand even further out beyond that.
Wow.
They've got grand schemes and grand plans, just not grands of dollars to make it happen,
yeah,
if you know what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yep. Well, yeah. Did you get any COVID money to help with that?
I'm not sure any of the COVID money is going to go towards those trails, but I haven't seen the full budget, so you can't quote me on that.
Yeah,
I'm not
okay,
sure.
Well, you know. I'm sure you let them know if there's any left over you'd like it.
We will put it to great use.
Yeah. What else is cooking?
So, you know, we do have a lot of important stuff coming down the pipe right now. One of the most popular sporting activities that happens in the city of Kingman is a youth basketball program. And that's the one that's going to be getting underway in January. We've got some terrific sponsors that help us to put on this event. We've got Pawn World in downtown Kingman.
Oh,
Rosalba and her
okay.
crew in a Pawn World. We've got the folks over at Star Nursery. Been helping us to put on this event for a long time. The Kingman Route 66 Rotary Club has been legacy founding sponsors of this event,
wow.
along with Angle Homes. They've been two of our legacy sponsors, been with the program for many, many, many years.
Wow.
So long that when I was a kid, I was in this program. And there were even
okay.
people older than I am who took part in this same program, and those were legacy sponsors doing it even way back then.
Wow.
So they've contributed a lot of money over the years to help this program happen. The ages is as young as 6 years old, as long as they're registered in first grade, and they can be as old as 13.
Okay.
And it's a great program.
Do you think those two sponsors got involved when their kids were six and
I would
seven
think so.
And eight, yeah, maybe?
Probably so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably how they originally got their foot in the door, but of course they would very quickly come to realize it's an investment in so much more than just their kids.
Oh, yes.
It's an investment in all the kids in our community,
yeah.
generations of kids in our community. Now we have those same kids who are coaching in our leagues. Some of those kids have gone on to play great high school ball and college ball. And, of course, we would never be so lacking in humility to say that we were an integral part of that. But the coaches who were in those high schools and junior high schools,
take the credit.
They tell us every single time, I can tell the kids who have been through the Kingman Parks and Rec program. Those kids have better listening skills. They have better more firm grasps of the fundamentals of the game. They've got those things that a lot of the kids walking into junior high for the first time picking up a basketball,
right.
they just don't have them.
Yeah.
So this is a very affordable program. It's a lot of fun. It gets them a really good firm grasp on the fundamentals of the game. We highly recommend it for anybody who's looking to stay active. It's a gender-neutral program, so everyone's welcome to come in and play.
Oh,
and the early bird registration deadline does end on November 28th, and we are filling up fast.
Well, that's just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It is. We've been advertising for the last 4 to 5 weeks out to the schools on social media. On the radio, print, and terrestrial media, but it has been filling up much quicker than in previous years.
Wow.
So we're telling people, don't wait. If you haven't got registered yet, don't wait. Don't pay that late registration fee.
Why do you think it's filling up faster this year?
Well, last year was the COVID cluster
right.
was going on at the time during there, so we kind of had to change the fundamentals of that activity. And that didn't go over really well, which we totally understand. We weren't a fan of it either. But we are guests of the school district and their facilities, and we have to abide by their regulations.
Yep.
This year, they're being a little bit more flexible with us. They know that our staff is doing a good job of keeping everything clean and sanitized. Our staff and referees have been well-versed on what it takes to run a successful, hygienic, good program.
Okay.
So they're giving us a little bit more flexibility, and a lot more people are looking to take advantage, it would appear. Because our numbers are looking much, much higher, much, much earlier than in previous years.
Good.
So that's a good thing. Good problem to have.
Because you're still limited to how many.
Yes, we do.
How many players and how many teams?
Yeah, gym space is finite, so we
yes.
can only have so many teams, so many coaches, so much equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're telling people, if you have not registered yet and you're thinking about it, please don't wait. Go on to the City of Kingman's website now at cityofkingman.gov. Larry. That's cityofkingman.gov.
Yes, why is
don't
that?
Go
why
to
is
cityofkingman.com.
That?
That's Kingman, Kansas. And they have a terrible rec program in Kingman,
oh,
Kansas.
Oh,
so
God.
Go to cityofkingman.gov.
Beat them up. Man, have you ever been to Kansas?
I've been to Kansas. Not Kingman, Kansas, but I've been through Kansas, yes.
Okay, so you don't really know how their program is.
If they're listening to through this radio program out there, then they can call in and dispute it. If not, I don't want to hear it, okay?
All right, let's take our first break at 21 past the hour. Stick around. We're going to come right back. You got questions? 702-298-1063. Give us a call. Ryan will answer everything for you, even if you're from Kingman, Kansas.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in.
Are you in the process of relocating to Southern Nevada? Well, consult the people who know the market like the back of their hand. This is Kevin Barbarita, and as a local for over 35 years, not only do I know this area, I know the people, the community, and the buying opportunities before anyone else. I've sold thousands of homes and have received many awards. I can attest that Barbarita Realty Consultants can and will make your buying experience an easy one. Call me, let's talk, 702-420-9321.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? Hi, I'm Regina with Mojave Electric. The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live in the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by ProFit Kitchen. I was in there today visiting with Eric. All new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're filling, and they're tasty, and they're good for you. How can that happen? I don't know. Go see Eric. Plus, he has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. That's Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. You go in the morning and you say, hey, here's a little piece of paper. I filled it out. I would like that for lunch. They fix it up for you, put it in a nice little container. You take it to work. Boom. You pop it in the oven. You're all set to go. Can't beat it. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Spell it right. KITCHIN.com. And they open every day at 7, except on the weekends at 9. And if you can cook, go see Eric. He'd like to talk to you. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change the oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? Yeah, you need to. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, complete auto repair, and complete transmission service. Echo. Call 928-444-1244 or stop by there on the top of the hill in Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated and owned with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing. There's no hidden fees, no long-term contracts. You can go month to month is available, and funding is the next day. Yay! Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Needles, Laughlin, and Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services. Do you often think you pay too much for your insurance? Well, why not grab your policies and go sit down with a professional? Greg or Stephanie can look at your policies and say, well, you know, maybe we could do this, tweak this one a little bit, and put them together, and then all of a sudden, bang, we can save you 40, 50, 60 bucks a month. That's nice, yeah. Call and make an appointment, 928. Got to call that 928 first. 763-8464 in Bullhead City at Farm Bureau Financial Services, and sit down with Greg or Stephanie and save some money. Barron Services, experts in alarms, home or commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete installation, complete design, they do it all. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's an important part. Call for your scheduled treatment. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. All right, back in the studio, and we have two of the Kingman honchos down here in Bullhead City, in Laughlin, yeah. And Felicia, how many openings do you have these days?
Right now, I believe we have just over 20 advertised.
20?
But there are more in the pipeline that we'll be posting soon. I think we're close to around 30 active vacancies.
When you say more in the pipeline, does that mean some departments are growing a little bit, or does that mean some people are retiring?
Some people are retiring, or they're leaving the city at the moment, and so we'll be advertising those vacancies soon.
Because you probably have other cities that are competing with the same problem, right?
Yes.
So definitely. They're stealing some of your employees.
I don't know that we have so many employees going to other cities, but there are some that are looking to move states. There are some that have had family changes and are looking to, you know, work from home.
Oh, and yeah. That's
across the board.
Okay.
Various things.
Does the city have people working from home?
No, not currently.
Okay.
No.
Ryan tries it. I know that.
As often as I can.
He says, I'm out mowing my backyard, so that's work, you know. Yeah. Oh, so what are some of the positions you're looking for that people out there might be listening going, well, maybe it's time to go back to work?
Maybe some vacancies in different departments, including our finance department. Okay. They have a great team. They're looking for an accountant currently, as well as a grants administrator.
Ooh.
Our engineering team is looking for an assistant city engineer and an inspector. In Parks and Rec, we're looking for groundskeepers, park rangers, and soon we will advertise a vacancy for assistant parks superintendent.
Oh.
We're also looking for volunteers to come out and participate as basketball coaches.
Oh, of course.
For our winter sports program, yeah, that Ryan was talking about.
Now, when you talked about some of those groundkeepers, that's like an entry position. You don't need any experience or nothing, right?
That's correct. It's an entry-level role starting at $13.06 an hour. It's a benefits-eligible role, and it does contribute to the Arizona State Retirement System.
Wow.
I can tell you, a lot of the people who end up picking up those groundskeeper roles, either for the golf course or for Parks and Recreation, boy, they sure do seem to like their positions. They seem to like it, and we end up keeping a lot of those for a long time.
Because they're outside.
Right.
Yeah.
You get to work in a beautiful park facility out in great weather. You get to meet nice people. I mean, it's a nice setup. We get a lot of people who really thoroughly enjoy that.
The golf course would be cool because you get to watch people on the freeway drive by, and you're out there and duck. You have to wear a hard hat if you're out there, right?
Most of the time you're inside a safety vehicle while you're doing stuff out on the golf course. Most of the time.
All right. Okay. I want to make sure the guy's not out there picking up trash and fart, you know. Yeah. What other positions do we have?
So we have some careers in public safety. We're currently advertising for police officers.
Okay.
So anyone who's interested in that call to duty should apply. We'll be testing later this year.
Background check
January.
And physical fitness and the whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards.
Get ready to go to the academy in Lake Havasu City.
Yuma. We have two options
in
Arizona. Yes. One of the nice things, though, about our recruitment process is if you're interested in becoming an officer, you can come to some of our public meetings or connect with current officers to learn how to prepare.
And I think they do ride-alongs at Kingman PD. So you could go in and maybe go on a ride-along and see, do I want to do this, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're also seeking telecommunicators or dispatchers for our 911 communication center, both full-time and part-time. So if you're currently a dispatcher or with another agency, we will help you come on board in a part-time capacity.
Oh, okay.
To help fill some of our positions. And then we're also looking for administrative personnel. So if you're interested in working for the police department, maybe not as a sworn officer, we do have some administrative assistant openings that we definitely would encourage you to apply for.
And now you're looking for a fire chief, aren't you?
No, actually, we have officially promoted Jack Yeager to the position of fire chief effective December 3rd. So he will be replacing Chief
Jeff Rhodes. Yeah, he went to Where'd he go?
The Goodyear?
No, he'll be going to Buckeye.
Buckeye, that's right. Buckeye. I knew he went somewhere. Now I saw it on the news, and I went, wait a minute, I know him. He's been in my studio just like a month ago.
Yes, Chief Rose has been a tremendous asset to the city of Kingman.
Well, and Jack Yeager is a sharp dude. He's been around Mojave County a long time, from Mojave Valley to Golden Valley and Kingman. And
yes, we'll also be in very good hands with Jack
Yeager. Yes, you will. You will. So. All right, so you don't need a fire chief. Scratch that off your list.
If you're not interested in full-time work, we also have a number of part-time roles available. Everything from part-time office attendant to part-time groundskeeping, clubhouse attendant if you want to work at our pro shop or our grill at the golf course. We're also looking for part-time transit drivers. So if you want to drive one of our cart buses, it does require you have a CDL.
Right.
But it's another great position.
But it's a position you could do like one day a week or something.
Or a couple days a week.
Yeah. All right. So if you're retired and you want to do something for a couple days a week, just drive around a bunch of old folks or citizens.
And the best thing about it, for our full-time roles in particular, we have a lot of great benefits and options that we offer to our employees, including 12 paid holidays. That includes Appreciation Day, the day after Thanksgiving, and the full Christmas Eve day off. We also offer a floating birthday holiday, so you can
take wherever you want, huh?
Yeah, anytime. And then we offer 10 hours of volunteer time off. You also accrue vacation and sick time every pay period, and we have great benefits, too. I think one of the most exciting things about working with the City of Kingman is our robust wellness program. So we offer a number of wellness screenings throughout the year, events. I know we were talking about the hiking trails earlier.
Yeah.
In September, we had an employee hike. We had about 30 of our employees come out and hike the some of the trails.
Oh, cool.
We do 5Ks and all sorts of things to keep our employees active and busy and engaged.
I like it. I like it. Good stuff. We have to take another break, give you both time to catch your breath. And I do want to remind you, speaking of Kingman, they have a mixer coming up Thursday night at Hooch's, 5:30 to 7. Call the chamber if you have questions, 753-6253. Stick around. We'll be right back. And if you have a question, give us a call, 702-298-1063. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Are you thinking, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Worry no more. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City is fixing your homemade Thanksgiving dinner. A custom, made-from-scratch traditional meal, made fresh only Thanksgiving Day. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, yams, dinner roll, cranberry sauce, and a slice of pie. All for $15.99. Kids, $6.99. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Only in Bullhead City and only on Thanksgiving Day. Leave the cooking to Rick.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City, transmitter K292ES, Laughlin, and transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRtalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state, and KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Arizona Comfort Solutions. Oh, in your home or your office, is it not quite as comfortable as you would like? You just can't get it the way you want it? Well, pick up the phone in Kingman, Bullhead, and California and call 928-758-2400. Jeff and his crew will come out. They can take care of your thermostats. They can take care of your air conditioning systems, your swamp coolers, your furnaces, your heat pumps. They just called my house today when I was there and said, hey, can we come service your units? Yeah, you come service my units. I like that because then I know if they're going to last the whole season. They can do that for you, too. Call them, 928-758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and they test everyone in the building for COVID as required. They even test the visitors. Yeah. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita himself has over 35 years' experience in real estate. First-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants. Call 702-420-9321. Kevin's 35 years selling property in Bullhead City and Laughlin. So if you need some help, give him a call. Back in the studio, and Ryan has more on parks and recreation.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it, especially this time of year. You know, we've got a lot of small potatoes issues that we like to offer for mostly the locals. Of course, anyone's welcome to apply and to enjoy these programs here. But some of the most well-enjoyed programs we offer are the ones that happen around the Christmas time. So if you want to take advantage of the Santa Calling program, I think we might have talked about this last year.
I think so, yeah.
It's a really adorable program here. It gives the parents the opportunity to fill out a brief form of information for their kiddos, and you can have Santa Claus or Mrs. Claus contact your child directly.
Wow.
So they can tell Mr. and Mrs. Claus their Christmas list. Also gives mom and dad the opportunity to remind the kiddos that Mr. and Mrs. Claus are always listening.
Yeah.
They can write down stuff on that list like, hey, so far, little Timmy's done really good at school this year, but he needs to do better with his homework or with his laundry or with being nice to his sister.
Yeah.
And then Santa and Mrs. Claus can reiterate that while little Timmy is giving them their Christmas list.
This could be a setup for some people.
It ends up being really well enjoyed by the people. It's a completely free program.
I just hope that as we're talking about this, that they're not a 18, 21, 22-year-old parent or child that went through that program and had Santa call them and remind them, and now they're figuring it out. They're going to be calling their mom and dad going, hey, you guys set me up when I was 6 years old.
Hate to spoil it for them. But this is one of those programs that's completely free to the community. Starting next week, they can go onto the City of Kingman's Facebook page at City of Kingman, Parks, and download that form, get it sent in to the City of Kingman's office. We're at 3333 Harrison Street for Parks and Rec, and we will make sure that Santa or Mrs. Claus makes every outreach attempt to speak to your kiddo before the holidays.
Wow.
It's a good program.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's been going on for many, many years, too.
How many kids do they end up talking to?
It varies from year to year. We normally average between 100-150 calls that we make throughout the year. And so it usually takes us about a month, broken up between a handful of different volunteers to make that happen. But it's a really great program.
But that's 150 kids that, as far as they're concerned, they spoke to Santa.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yep,
wow.
And it works out great. It works out really, really nice to help keep behavior in check and things like that.
What a great program.
Yeah, it's a good one. We also offer a writing letter campaign to Santa. The Parents can help their kiddos write their letters to Mr. and Mrs. Claus of the North Pole, address that with their self-addressed stamped envelope, send it over to the City of Kingman Parks and Rec at 3333 Harrison Street, and we will make sure those get sent off to the North Pole and that everyone gets a response back. We will make certain of it.
Oh, good.
It's a lot of fun. A really good program there. Another one of the free ones. Also, every single year, one of the most well-enjoyed programs is the Breakfast with Santa program. That happens at the Kingman Golden Corral.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, we're partners with Kingman Golden Corral on this event. It's a ton of fun. You've got your opportunity to go in and get a wonderful fresh hot breakfast at Golden Corral, and your family gets to go and enjoy their time having breakfast with Mr. and Mrs. Claus right there at Golden Corral.
So they, like, walk around while you're eating?
Uh-huh. Come, they make a visit to every table. They say hello to everybody. Great photo opportunity. And to boot, you get a great breakfast out of the deal.
Finish your oatmeal, Billy.
That's exactly right.
You won't get Hot Wheels.
That's always a really well-enjoyed program. I can't tell you how many people have posted their photos to Facebook.
Oh, I can imagine.
Saying,
yeah.
Look at the joy on our kiddo's face. They get to enjoy that. That's a memory you will make with your family that you can't pay for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an invaluable thing that we offer. So.
Well, you know, and they do that at Disneyland, you know, where you can eat in some of the restaurants and the characters walk around.
Sure.
But think about what you paid to get into Disneyland.
No doubt.
And that hamburger was like, it started at $19.99, not $9.99. So now you can do this in Kingman So if you're listening in Bullhead and Havasu, what were those dates again?
So I don't have the brochure right here in front of me, but log on to the City of Kingman's Facebook page, City of Kingman, Parks.
Okay.
Or you can always take a look at the City of Kingman's website at www.cityofkingman.gov. We've got all that information out there.
Fantastic.
Looks like that's scheduled on December 14th. December 14th.
So anybody can come up there and do that.
Absolutely. Welcome and open to everybody. It is normally a big crowd. We recommend they get there early for
I'll
sure.
Bet. I'll
for
bet. There's sure. a line to get in there.
Yeah, generally there is. But they're always very efficient. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but the Santa and Mrs. Claus are free.
But they're very efficient. At Golden Corral, if you've ever been up there, they're very efficient in getting the job done there. And that day is no exception. And then, of course, on New Year's Day, one of the longest-running traditions that is offered in City of Kingman, we talk about this every year, the Polar Bear Plunge at Centennial Pool, located at 3333 Harrison Street. That event happens on New Year's Day at 12 o'clock noon sharp.
And just to verify, that pool is not heated.
It is not heated, nor is the outside ambient temperature, because it is an outdoor pool, and it is frigid cold. But, Larry, that is part of the experience. You know that, right?
How many people do this every year?
So it varies year to year. Last year, we got a pretty big crowd, because this was one of the very few COVID-friendly activities we were able to offer. So we got a pretty big crowd last year. Normally, we average between 75 and 100 sick, crazy people who come out to enjoy this program, and one of those 3-2-1, here we go. You dive into Centennial Pool's frigid waters. We've got some diving rings that we bury at the bottom of the pool, and if you manage to retrieve them, you can exchange those for a prize.
Oh, wow.
We have free hot cocoa and free hot popcorn while supplies last, and this is another completely free event, open to anybody who wants to join us.
See, Bullhead could do that, but we have a heated pool.
That's true, and I know the pool over there at Ken Fovarg is kind of a smaller pool, just being a 25-meter pool. Yeah, capacity would be an issue. At Centennial Pool, it is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. We have quite a
huge,
bit of space there, and we've never had a problem accommodating everybody who wants to come and enjoy it. So there have been some people who have done this as a legacy event, from kids to grandkids to all at the same time.
Wow.
Kids, parents, and grandparents all go and hop in the water at the same time.
Oh, gee, that just gives me chills.
Good way to rinse off the funk of the previous year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Are you to the end of your list?
Yeah, we're down to the end of us. I sure do appreciate the time getting to help spread the good word of rec and parks in our community.
Yeah, no fool. Felicia, you got anything else?
No, just if you're interested in a career with the City of Kingman, you can head on over to our website, cityofkingman.gov, not .com.
That's right, yeah.
And click on the employment button so you can see our current vacancies and apply.
And they can fill out right there and wait for the phone to ring.
Yes, everything is online.
Cool. From the time they fill out an application, how long before they hear something, you think, with most of these positions?
Typically within 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. Set your calendar and go get a good job.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you both coming down. Good information. The polar plunge. I don't know. I don't know.
You got to come up one year, Larry. We've been talking about this for a long time. You got to come up one year.
I just come up and watch. Yeah. Come up and watch. Like you said, these sick people that do this, they're not normal. Nobody's normal. What's the water temperature? 40?
It's pretty chilly. It's usually pretty dang cold.
And outside it's 41? Oh, gosh, I get chills on my back just thinking about that. For more information, you can call Ryan at
928-757-7919.
And Felicia at
928-753-5561.
Okay. Thank you both very much. Have a super day.
Thanks again, Larry.
You bet.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ATCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhaul with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Spot On Transact Payment Processing delivers robust software programs to manage and grow your business. Websites, payroll, loyalty, appointments, online ordering, review management, gift cards, and of course, point-of-sale systems that deliver best-in-class solutions, including a DoorDash delivery integration that charges no commissions to the restaurant. Whether you sell at a swap meet, run a retail store, or operate a restaurant, let me show you the benefits of partnering with Spot On. Call me today. I'm Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784, or T. O'Brien with an E at SpotOn.com.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have that co-op connection card. If you don't have one, you want to stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today, because you save money at Dandy's Donuts, D'Angelo's Deli, The Dive Shack, Barron Services, Hayes Chiropractic, IHOP. Yeah, those are all places, the Hut. You just show them your little card and you save money. So pick up a card today if you don't have one at their offices on Hancock Road, or call 763-928-763-1100. Oh, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. Downstairs, we got four restaurants. Upstairs, we got clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, well, let's see, pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the rumors are not true. It's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. So you hear those rumors? Let people know. Nope, not true. Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They have the experience, the training, and the certificates to take care of all the residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. Yes. That's for, like, RV parks and stuff, you know, Highline Power. But they can do it. And they can do it 24 hours, 7 days a week. So if you need an electrician, and you might not need one today, but put the number in your cell phone, 928-718-9444. East West Financial Services, retirement planning, and estate planning can be complicated, but East West Financial Services, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. There's many plans available, so you don't know until you go talk to Jack Mafara. He's been doing this for 20 years here in Mojave County. Call him at 928-888-9828, and I think he's in here Thursday. Yeah. So you can call in Thursday and say, hey, that's what I want to do. I want to retire this date with this much money and see what he can do for you. All right, back in the studio for a first-time guest. Da-da-da-da. That's always good. George Miller, how are you?
Great. And thanks for having me.
You bet. And George is with Talus Harbor Hospital in Bullhead City. And you've got a chess tournament coming up.
It's actually an exhibition. I'll be playing 20 people at one time.
You're going to be playing 20 people at one time.
Yes, and the event is free.
So have you already picked the 20 people? Or
I think we have 17 signed up as of right now.
Really?
Yes.
And you're just going to go around and play all 20 of them at the same time?
Yes.
Have you done this before?
Yes, I have, in another state. And we just moved here to Bullhead City, a great city, and I'm working for Talus Harbor Mental Health.
Right.
And as part of mental health awareness, we partnered with Southwest, Mojave, and then Anderson Ford was kind enough to give us their showroom for this event.
Wow.
And it's a perfect venue to have the community be able to watch and to have the members to be able to play at the same time.
Yeah. So now, when is this?
This is going to be this Saturday, November 20th, from 12 to 3 p.m.
Okay. From 12 to 3. Wow. And there's no cost?
There's no cost. I would prefer that people sign up ahead of time, but if we have an open seat the day of the event, then they're welcome to sit down and participate in the event.
So the last time you played 20 people, how'd you do?
The last time I did fine. I didn't give any chess sets away. The time before that, I lost a chess set. Because what we do is the players get to play me for free, and if they beat me, they get to take the chess set home.
Oh, okay. You're that good, in other words.
Oh, no, it depends on who shows up. If somebody shows up better than me, they win a chess set. And it's all basically, you know, it's altruistic. We're just doing it for community awareness, and this is a great venue. And the reason why I use chess as one of the tools for mental health awareness is chess causes chunking in the brain, pattern recognition, helps with impulsivity, helps stave off dementia.
Okay.
For younger people, it improves reading and math skills.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a great tool to use to introduce this to the community.
Okay. Makes you think on your feet, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Wow. All right, so that's this Saturday at Anderson Ford.
Yes.
Right there on 95 in Bullhead, right across from Southwest Behavior.
Yes.
And what time does it start?
It's going to start at 12 o'clock, and it'll be from 12 to 3.
What? It's going to take you 3 hours to play all these people?
Sometimes it takes the full time, sometimes 2.5. It just depends.
Yeah?
And sometimes if somebody loses early, I'll let someone else step into that seat if we have enough time. And so sometimes
okay.
I'll end up playing more than 20 people.
Wow. So, all right. So now let's talk about Talus Harbor.
Yes.
Because that's where you're working.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Talus Harbor Mental Health. We've been in the area approximately 2 years. And the reason why it's really critical for all of us to come together in the industry and to share that we have these resources in the community is because everybody at some point in their life is going to have a crisis.
Right.
Nobody's immune to that. And for a lot of people, they hit threshold. If they have a lot of things going on in their life and then a crisis comes on board, you know, they hit threshold. And sometimes they need help for a day or a week or a month to help them get them over that hump and get back on with life.
Right.
And so it's really critical that we let them know that there's resources in the community available to you should you come across a time in your life that you need assistance. We want you to know it's there.
And your facility isn't a long-term care, is it?
No. But it is inpatient.
Right.
Yes.
But this is for people that might have an issue that a week or so,
it's relatively a short stay to help them get them, you know, back on their feet and give them that respite that they need. you know, and give them the resources they need to be able to move forward successfully.
Cool. Fantastic. Fantastic. And it's 25 beds?
24.
24 beds.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And like you said, the person isn't there for month after month after month. This isn't
that type of
facility.
No.
Right.
And this is why it was so critical that we did partner with our industry partners, with Southwest and Mojave and some of the other hospitals, because we all offer similar, you know, services, and some of us offer different services. And so by us having this relationship with each other, if it's something that comes up and maybe we can't service it or Southwest can't service it, vice versa, we have that direct connection with each other, and we say, hey, we have a client here. They need this. I know you provide this. Can you help them? And
okay.
So it's really important that we're all collaborating together.
Agree. What's your phone number there at Taos Harbor?
Let me give you my cell phone,
okay.
And they can call me. It's 559-772-5481.
Okay. They can call you directly.
They can call me directly, yep. And they can also call me at that number if they want to register for the chess exhibition.
Okay. That's this Saturday from?
12 to 3 p.m.
12 to 3. All right. Have fun with it.
Thank you. Yeah. And thanks for giving me this opportunity. This is
sure.
a great platform to share community events on.
You bet. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. A couple things coming up real soon here. Do want to remind you, the Colorado River Historical Society and Museum in Bullhead City is selling the honey-baked hams again for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. But for Thanksgiving, the last day to order is the 23rd, which is coming up. Call Susanna at 928-234-4808, and you'll get them the 24th from 6 to 8, something like that. So, or maybe it's the 23rd, you get them from 6 to 8. Call her, she'll tell you all the information. 928-234-4807. Susanna's the one in charge of that for Carol Finkenstein. And don't forget, the Bullhead City Senior Campus has a major calendar of events for all the activities at the Senior Center, 2275 Train Road. Call Kim Cool. She's the Senior Services Program Manager, 763-928-763-0193. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Tomorrow on this show, we're going to have Larry Topping's going to come in and talk about the River Run. Kristen Ott will be here to talk about Legacy Rehab and Care Center. And then in Lake Havasu City, Speak Out, which starts at 11 o'clock, 1 hour before me. The Power Hour tomorrow, talking real estate and financing, all the good stuff. Also, I want to remind you that, did you check your smoke alarms on the 1st? If you didn't, now's a good time. Check those smoke detectors, make sure they work, okay? If you have an exit plan, you got to check that too, put everybody through the plan. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.